We know, music interruptions aren't fun. But real quick, heard of Lebara Mobile? Maybe? A Which-recommended mobile network with a 4.8 star rating on Trustpilot. Oh, and also named the most popular mobile network at the U-Switch Telecoms Awards 2024. Well, we just had to tell you that now you can join Lebara from just £5 a month. Low cost, without the low quality. Join Lebara from just £5 a month. Lebara, the smarter mobile network.
In a very similar fashion, since we're talking about elite quarterbacks, we saw Lamar Jackson do the same damn thing against the Buffalo Bills. He gave that game away against the Buffalo Bills when they had a chance to go up and dominate the game. The Buffalo Bills won a close game at home against the Baltimore Ravens, 27-25, to advance to their second AFC Championship appearance under Josh Allen. I don't even want to get to Josh Allen yet. We got to talk about Lamar, because FIFO, you've been sitting here preaching about elite quarterbacks do this, elite quarterbacks do this, but all we've seen Lamar Jackson do is take his ass to the fucking playoffs and fucking choke every single time. He get there. What did he do? He throw an awful interception. You would have thought Goff was throwing that shit. He get there. He do a stupid ass scramble, and then he fumbled the ball. They were about to go up in that game and put Josh Allen and the Bills under pressure until he started turning the ball over.
Yes, Ken. So two things. But before I get into that, you're doing an amazing job with your transitions.
That transition was phenomenal.
Not even me and our Friday, bro. Not even when I get in my our Friday bag, I'm.
I wasn't ready for that.
I was gonna say something if you did.
Definitely. Amazing. You're Tiger Wood in this thing. Pause. But
all right, FIFO, come on. All the ones.
Hey, I'm on a heater too. But look, Ken, you're 100% right about Lamar Jackson. Now here's the thing about Lamar. That interception was bad, right? And at the end of the day, these are all humans playing, right? Like, this is not AI, this is not a video game, this does not matter. There are mistakes that are going to happen. The same way that we talk about, it's not just one play that loses you the game. It's a combination of multiple plays that put you behind the eight ball that you just can't overcome. That interception, you can live with that. That fumble, you can't live with that. The Mark Andrews fumble, you can't live with that. The drop, you can't live with that. You can't overcome a series of events the way that they transpired in that game. And part of it is Lamar Jackson looks like, for whatever reason, he gets lemon booty in these playoff games, especially when it comes
to what do you mean? It's the playoffs. It's win or go home. That's
fine. but here's the thing. I will say this in regards to Lamar Jackson. In that second half, he looked more comfortable. It looked like, oh, this is the Lamar we have been seeing.
He better. That was the least he could do, nigga.
look. He looked like what we expected him to be and to play like, right? And here's the other aspect too, because when we serve up the problem pie, you know what I'm saying, or the issue pie, I'm giving the majority of the pie to Lamar Jackson. You're the MVP. You're a multiple-time MVP. You're probably going to win your third one. Bro, it's on you to play elite, to get over the hump. It's on him, right? So I'm not absolving him. I'm giving him a big piece of the blame. But at the same time, you went and got Derrick Henry for this particular reason right here. And we saw when they came in, I don't remember if it was the second quarter or the beginning of the second half, when they just ran the ball. You know what I'm saying? It's a hot knife through butter, and they couldn't do anything. And he scored. Remember on the one where he had a, you know what I'm saying? He was stumbling and he got the touchdown. Do that the rest of the game. Because we knew at that point, you had the momentum. We knew, bro, they could put 1,200 pounds of linemen and fullback on the field at any given time. 1,200 human pounds, man moving pounds. Bruh, you had him on the road.
Yeah, I'm about to say, bro, you're making point.
You know, you're getting rough.
So to me,
emphasize
triple down. He tripled down. Not even that's my
son's mic.
Jesus.
So to me, Todd Monken gets the next biggest piece of the pie when it comes to this. And Mark Andrews, man. Mark Andrews. I feel like this with all of the turnovers. Lamar still played good enough for them to be in at least an overtime. I'm not going to say he played good enough to win the game. He played good enough to get them to overtime.
Is that good enough for you?
No, no, no. It's not good enough. Yes. It's not good enough.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because you know, because he's a two-time MVP, potentially three. That's not good enough anymore. We're talking about young Lamar. Yes, no. I give you that. But this Lamar, no. Because we're putting Lamar in the same realm, or we're trying to elevate him to the same realm as Patrick Mahomes. If you're going to be in that stratosphere, this is not good enough.
He's never going to be that. Let's get that clear. He's never going to be Patrick Mahomes. But what I will say, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I carried y'all all year. I made a couple mistakes in the big game. I ain't gonna let y'all do this to Lamar. This is racism. I ain't letting y'all do this to him. Y'all saying the man turned the ball over four times all year. He turned the ball over four times all year. I had y'all on my back. I'm the reason that we are even in this situation. And now, because I made two mistakes, one where the dude ran the wrong route. He threw it early
because pressure was in his face.
He ran the wrong route.
He broke the route off.
He broke it off early. Lamar thought he was going to keep going. And on the second one, Lamar explained it. Likely was downfield. I thought I was going to be able to throw it, but I couldn't. Because if I did, it's going to be a legal man downfield.
So you chose a turnover.
I got to figure out what to do with the ball. Y'all niggas put me in. Y'all want me to save y'all again. Now it's shit. I got to save the rest of y'all niggas because I'm such a goat. Nah, I ain't letting y'all do this to Lamar because he came down and he did his job and he would have took this game to overtime like FIFO said. It should have made it to. It should have been an overtime game. The racist-ass tight end, Andrews, dropped that pass on purpose out of racism. That's what I still think that was an act of racism, him dropping that pass.
Hey, Q, if you ever need a job, I swear, bro, you can hit up Lou, but the law offices of Spike and Lou, Bell Bosman, is open.
Y'all don't want to go Lamar like that, bro. Lamar came back and won this game. Well, at least put the overtime. And then racist-ass Mark Andrews dropped the pass for his culture.
Go ahead, Q, bro.
So, clearly, you know, clearly, Spike is on his BHM shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, big Black History vibes right now. Yeah. Congratulations, but the Ravens are fucking confusing, bro. They are so confusing. I don't like. Yes, the turnovers that Lamar committed, they are on him, and he gets the majority of the blame. Right? If we're just gonna be on some accountability shit, give it to Lamar. You got to own that shit. But, dude, the Ravens are so confusing. And this is why I always get so defensive over people like Mike Tomlin, because when I see guys like John Harbaugh who have these stacked rosters, I don't see media making any type of fuss about where's the identity in the playoffs. Like, why do you just immediately do a 180 and Derrick Henry's not getting the ball? Why are you trying to make Lamar Jackson prove to these white pundits that he can throw the ball with Josh Allen? And that ain't been you all year. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if you're going to go off the tape of the last game against Buffalo, the first play of the game, you had an 89-yard run with Derrick Henry. So that's the second piece of the pie that gets the most. And then the third piece of the pie, of course, you go to Andrews. But I don't even like giving the blame to Andrews, because you shouldn't even be in that position to where you need Mark Andrews.
Exactly.
Thank you. Y'all act like Mark Andrews is a scrub, though. This is like one of the best tight ends in this generation.
He's been washed for like 2 years.
I think he's been washed
for like two seasons now. Ever since he got hurt, likely has been getting majority of his reps.
I was gonna say Q. I mean, I was gonna say Lou. He ain't even the best tight end on his team.
To Q's point, that ain't Lamar's fault. Still, that's still the coach's fault. Like a lot more of this fall on Harbaugh. Why wasn't Derrick Henry getting the ball?
This is what I was saying to FIFO during the offseason when they signed Derrick Henry and everybody was gassed up. And I said this, and I sounded like a hater, but boy, hey, when you plant seeds in the wintertime, Sheldon, boy, they bloom in the summer. I said, bro, the Ravens weren't a Derrick Henry away from winning the title. Mm-hmm. I said that. I was like, they were the number one rushing team last year with the two stooges. Oh, the order fuck, it was Dumb and Dumber. They in L.A. now. They was balling. So my thing was, I was like, bro, it has to be on Lamar. Shelton, from the last time I checked, bro, does he get paid or does he do his work for free?
He get paid.
He got paid.
You know what, Nick? I think that the philosophy going forward, I know we're going to get to the Buffalo side of this, but the philosophy going forward for the Ravens has to be, we're going to get to the playoffs, and we need to be all the Lamar MVP shit. I get it. If he just naturally plays his way into another MVP, great. But I don't want to see all this energy exertion trying to get Lamar MVPs. I don't want to be in that mode. I want us to be prepping for we are getting to the first round of the playoffs. We are doing situational football. I want to see Harbaugh establish an identity and stick with it all year. The Eagles have stuck with Saquon Barkley all year. Josh Allen has been the identity all year. We're going to run Josh Allen if we're within 5 yards. We don't give a fuck, and we're going to run it 4 times. Jaden Daniels, if it's a 4th-and-1, we're going for it. You see these teams that are still here. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, the best situational mind on and off the field tandem that we've seen since Belichick and Brady. That's the identity. And then when you get to the Ravens, you have this Jekyll and Hyde. We're going to give it to Henry 30 times one game, and then we're going to make Lamar throw it 30 times another game. It doesn't make
sense. Why are y'all blaming Lamar for that? Because that's true, Q. That's a really good point. But
what
is his thing is, there's a little fun fact about Lamar Jackson. In the last two regular seasons, he has 74 total touchdowns, rushing and passing, with only 22 turnovers. Spike, in the last two playoff losses, he only has 3 total touchdowns and 4 turnovers. It's fucking Jekyll and Hyde, bro. Mm-hmm. You don't go in reverse.
You can't even say nothing to those numbers.
No,
I can say something to those numbers, and it goes right back to the point about mentioning about John Harbaugh. Y'all shoot so much bail. Well, you shoot him bail, but you don't give Mike Tomlin any bail, Nick, and you. I ain't never heard you threaten John Harbaugh's job. When we hear here clearly, we know he got a Ferrari in Lamar Jackson, but then when Lamar Jackson gets to the playoffs, he switches it up, and now Lamar Jackson can't be successful because of the plays that are being called. Because
of the white man? Is the white man harder than the black man?
Mike, we have been hard on. We have been trying to get
Nick, this is a John Harbaugh conversation. This is not a Lamar Jackson.
We've already had the Harbaugh thing. We've already jumped on Harbaugh.
Yeah, he done caught it.
I'm just saying, we know Lamar Jackson is good. We know that.
But that's not the discussion. That's not the discussion, Lou, because the thing with Harbaugh is, I think Q is right. People should start criticizing him. But that's more of a macro conversation about the Ravens as a whole, and maybe he is not the best coach for Lamar. That's a great conversation to have, too. And I'll be more towards putting the blame on Harbaugh for that too. But Harbaugh didn't throw them picks.
That's true.
Harbaugh didn't fumble because the decision making you were talking about for why Lamar had the excuse of why he fumbled doesn't make no fucking sense. And ain't got shit to do with Harbaugh. He said that he knew it was an RPO so he couldn't throw. So you just let the ball go? What does that mean?
Lou, I'm gonna say it like this. If you take the credit and he gets all the credit when they have success, you gotta take the blame when you lose, especially at the time you lose. And I understand that a lot of these athletes, man, when they get to the playoffs, they press, especially those superstars. They feel like I gotta make something happen. I gotta do something.
Not Jaden Daniels.
Right. That's the type of pressure that he puts on himself. And I'm sure going into this game, he knew the loser was going to catch it regardless. The loser was going to catch it regardless of who won or lost this game. So it was a lot of pressure on him, and it showed, and thus the turnovers.
And the thing that makes it the worst is that all season long, bro, he looked like if he carried his regular season to the postseason, bro, we're not talking about Patty.
We didn't talk about Patty. One last thing, Ken.
I'm just saying that that's the reason why it's so egregious, and that's why I can't even – I want to yell at Harbaugh. Trust me, I'm one of the main ones that would. But when I see a game where if I told you that we're going to stop the Bills from – we're going to let this Bills score as much as they did in the first half and only hold them to 6 points for the rest of the game, you'd be like, I'll take those odds with how the game went, and Lamar going to get it done. He didn't get it done.
You're talking about somebody that got the ball back, that had to score and get a 2-point conversion.
This is the hole they put him in. Who put him in that hole?
He needed it.
Mark Andrews just dropped the ball. My point is, Lamar Jackson did what he was supposed to do. He drove his team down the field to tie the game and give them a chance in overtime. I overcame my mistakes. Yeah, I threw an interception.
You didn't overcome your mistakes.
Lou.
No, you did not. Golf overcame his mistakes.
Lou, I got one thing for you, Lou. Lou, one thing, he fumbled in the first half.
Yes.
Same as Jalen Hurts, right?
There you go.
I'm saying in the second half.
He lost the game, right?
Yeah,
the game was on the line and he had to go down and score and get 2 points to win. He did everything that he could do as a quarterback.
I mean, but one last thing. I think that the argument, it's like, I want to ride with you in that, but it's like, you can't get credit from your girl because you clean the house and wash the dishes after you cheated. Like, that's like, you can't, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I folded the clothes, got you some flowers, even though last week I was balls deep with Miss Johnson down the hallway. Like, nah, bro, like, that's not how that works. So,
and you still didn't pay the mortgage either.
Yeah, you feel me? So, like, I think the remedy going forward is you got to get Lamar number one, because that's the one thing that we haven't seen him with. I understand. I'm just saying, if you're a Ravens fan, this is the only gospel that you should be listening to.
So he didn't get him a number one to win. That's what we're saying.
You got to get him a number one because that's the only thing that we haven't seen him with. And I think you got to ask him to do less in the playoffs. And that's what I mean. No, really, you got to ask him.
That's real, because that's what Josh Allen did. Josh Allen is doing.
I think we should transition.
Yes. Right. He was 100% right.
That is a good point, because Josh Allen, it's not like he went crazy. He just took advantage.
He had 100%.
DeMar Hamlin had the game of his life. That defense played tough, and Von Miller had a turn the clock back moment. So it's like, those, you know, you feel me? But at the end of the day, he put the game of his second life. That's crazy. Bro, DeMar Hamlin played amazing. The defensive line played amazing. Von Miller had a resurgent moment. And I think that Josh Allen did what they asked him to do within the moment of the game. Like, yo, don't get too high or too low. Let's stay in the middle. Make the proper throws, and then when it's time for you to bulldoze in the end zone, let's get it. Like, that's what I think they need to have Lamar doing in the playoffs. Like, dude, stop trying to spin around.
That don't
around.
Sound like an elite QB meaning to me. Yeah, that don't sound like an elite QB.
So he's not. He didn't move
right.
What Q is saying is right, and it goes to my point of what I'm saying about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, and he's admitted this in interviews, he thinks that he has to do too much in order for this team to win.
That's where you get the interceptions.
Who cares? This is where you get the fumbles. But, bro, this is where you get the interceptions and the fumbles, and then this is where it's on the coach. Because in Buffalo, they've dumbed it down for Josh Allen. They've dumbed it down for him. Like, no, bro, you don't got to be Superman,
what are you
bro.
Saying? What are you saying?
What I'm saying is the reason that y'all are saying Lamar Jackson performed that way is because of all that he thinks that he has to do. We've seen that you could be more successful in Buffalo and you lighten the load with somebody like a Josh Allen, and they're going to be more successful.
Spike,
we see how much better Josh Allen looks now.
All he had to do was play like he did in the regular season.
Exactly.
Spike and Q got this.
Look, at the end of the day, the best QBs and the ones outside of Mahomes, because Mahomes is just built different. But when we look at all of the greatness, right, make it simple. And then when you have to be great, be great.
That's
because
what I'm saying.
Nobody's quick. Because, huh?
I said, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because Lamar Jackson, bro, like, let's be honest. There's no other quarterback in the NFL with the skill set of Lamar. Not that fast. Jaden, okay, he's fast. He's not Lamar fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has the arm. He has the legs. He has
Jaden is quick.
And he's quick.
This is about to be a three-time MVP, y'all.
Hold on, Ken. And we also know that Lamar has improved as a pocket passer. He's not always running. Like, he'll stay.
Did that show up in the game?
It did show up in the game. The touchdown to Isaiah Likely. That was he could have took off and ran, and he stayed poised and calm.
They scored on every possession.
So the thing is this, Spike and Q are 100% right. And that's why I said Todd Monken has to get a part of this blame. Because simplify it. And Nick, this is the reason why I said they were a Derrick Henry away. Because, yeah, they led the league in rushing, but you're not going to win a Super Bowl with the type of attrition that you're trying to get Lamar to run for 1,000 to 100 yards. Like, that's not going to be sustainable.
Hold on,
my boy. Hold on. Everybody don't talk. I was away from the camera. So let me... I'm just saying, give me my time. Everybody had time. Let me give my time.
His time.
Appreciate that, Q.
All right, then we got to move on.
So Todd Monken definitely gets a piece of the blame here because a lot of it. But it's still on Lamar, though, because to Shelton's point, if we're going to give him all of the praise because he's the engine that makes this thing look so dynamic, then, bro, you got to get the lion's share when you lose because you didn't outplay Josh Allen. Let's be honest. Those turnovers nullified everything.
You know what? I saw a really cool comparison that I think is apt in this situation. It's like Lamar is Giannis before Giannis got an offense and figured it out. Like, that's what I think Lamar needs. I think Lamar needs a steady philosophical offensive game that stick to it the entire season. And then when you get to the playoffs, run, pass when you have to. All the spinning around, 360, throwing it up, that's amazing. That's going to get you MVPs. That's going to get you, you know what I'm saying, Pro Bowl votes and all pro votes. That's amazing. But it's not saying that an elite QB, when they do less, that doesn't mean that they're not elite. It means that knowing when to turn on and turn it off, knowing what the moment calls for.
Yes.
And can you throw for the 350? Yes, he can do that. We've seen that. Can he do 250 and 100 yards a rushing? Yes, we've seen that. But the game that Lamar needs to have, in my opinion, if you're a Ravens fan, the gospel you need to listen to is y'all need to go get a number one wide receiver. And you need to be able to have a game in the playoffs where Lamar gets 180, 185, 70 yards rushing, 50 yards rushing, and that's it.
I don't even think it's a number one wide receiver. We just briefly spoke over Josh Allen. It was addition by subtraction. Get rid of the diva, right? Oh, it's about me. I'm open. I'm always open. Throw me the ball. Right. And what did we see Josh Allen do in his game? He evolved. Now it's simple. Do sometimes I need to throw for 350, 400 in a shootout and this, that, and the third? Okay, yeah, I could do that. But you know what? To win this game, all you need me to do is a buck 50 and don't turn the ball over? I bet. We could do that. Oh, you need me to run over two linebackers this game? Okay, I could do that.
What has he done that in the playoffs is all I'm asking.
McDermott is a better coach, and he can tell Josh Allen to do that.
He's not a better coach.
Spike. See. No. You went off of what Nick. You took the detour, bro. Nick, you said, what has Josh Allen done in the playoffs? He's done everything but win because he's going up.
No, I didn't say Josh. I was talking about Lamar Jackson. I said, when has he ever done what you said? Oh, as far as they were like, that's what I was saying. Like, I'm not even talking about, regardless of what game you're talking about winning. Mm-hmm. When has he ever really won in the playoffs? He's 3-5, bro.
I give you that. No, I think you
got to go. I think you just got to go get him a T. Higgins, bro. That's what I really believe. I don't think that Zay Flowers or I don't think you have to have an edge. And I think that a guy like T. Higgins, you come in, you stick to an offense, and that'll work. That's what I
think. To me, if you're saying all that, then he's not the guy we think he is. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think Zay Flowers. I mean, bro, Mahomes still got Kelce. Like, he had
the number one seed last year. He has success with his
still had Kelce, though. You still have to have a guy.
I'm talking about Lamar last year. Last year, they were the number one seed without Henry.
That's all Lamar, though.
I want to be clear.
I am not giving Lamar bail for his interceptions. I'm just saying that as a macro picture, he has the most blame. But there is an organizational malpractice here that you can't ignore when talking about the next steps for what this team should do. And the Ravens have to resolve that issue because they don't stick to their identity. It's too Jekyll and Hyde. You can't run for 30 times with Derrick Henry and then throw 30 times the next game. I've said it. Look at every team in the playoffs still. They have an identity. Dan Quinn is going to go for it on fourth down. You have the Eagles sticking with it with Saquon Barkley every time. You have the Buffalo Bills they're going to ride Josh Allen's back to the end zone, and they're going to bulldoze in, and they're going to give it to James Cook. The Ravens are the only team that when you look at them week in and week out, oh, Lamar had a great play, 360 turnaround pass, and then Derrick Henry breaks the 89-yard run.
Q, let me pause you real quick. Q, let me pause you real quick to add to your point. Did they not lose to the Ravens or to the Raiders? Did they not lose to the Browns? Did they not lose to bad teams? And that goes everything to what Q is saying, because the identity, if we know that this is how we're going to win and you have to stop it regardless, they're not doing that. And that's the issue. I 100%.
That's not Lamar's fault. This is my last point. That's not Lamar's fault. That's coaching fault. And I think that they could find a better coach for Lamar.
That's three points. And I'll say the last one. Yes, you can blame Harbaugh. This ain't the year to do that.
Any year.
Tom Monken is more to blame than Harbaugh.
Harbaugh, no. It's identity. Nah, like Tom you guys Monken. Have been saying. No. Y'all not going to sell me on this shit that Harbaugh has a good identity.
Because he has it. Because you know what Harbaugh's identity is? Both of them.